You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. There are the 50 United States of America, of course, but did you know there are also 14 U.S. territories in the Caribbean and Pacific Islands? One of those is American Samoa. U.S. missionaries and the military arrived there in the 1800s, and by the turn of the century, the island became a U.S. territory. It was divided from its independent counterpart, the nation of Samoa. Now, more than 13,000 people of Samoan ancestry live in the Bay Area. KALW's Sarah Harrison brings us a story about how local Samoans are working to keep their island traditions alive here.
How do many Samoans living in the Bay Area connect to their island heritage? They go to church.
That's how the culture survives outside of Samoa.
Tai Fa'aleava was born in Samoa, but moved to New Zealand and then to the U.S. by the time he was in high school. Both island nations suffer from slow economies, so there are a lot of people like Tai. Now, more Samoans live abroad than live on the islands. Traditionally, Samoan communities are tight-knit and centered around villages with chiefs. For those living abroad, Fa'aleava says the church mimics that structure.
The structure, the relationship between people, also the interaction, the hierarchy that's within the church, I think that's parallel to the Samoan culture. So it's kind of duplicated, I would say.
Missionaries from Europe and the U.S. introduced Christianity to the Samoan Islands starting in the early 1800s. Now, 98% of the population there identify as Christian. Last year, the nation of Samoa even changed its constitution to officially make the country a Christian state. Because Christianity is such a big part of Samoan life, it's not surprising that Samoan communities abroad are turning to churches to help preserve their culture.
The Samoan kids now, for some of them, the only exposure they have to Samoan language is here in the church, is hearing the songs in Samoan, or getting some lines for the skit.
Tai learned to speak Samoan from his parents and grandparents. But Patsy Tito, the director of the Samoan Community Development Center in San Francisco, says not every family does that.
It's unfortunate that 2-3 generations from now, we might not have language because even, you know, our kids are having kids and they're speaking English to them.
There's also just a long history in the U.S. of non-English-speaking groups not being encouraged and often being strongly discouraged from speaking their home language. 5 years ago, when Tai's father Tala became pastor at the First Samoan Congregational Church in San Francisco, he realized that language gap was really affecting his congregation.
When we came here, we noticed that there are adults. And then I realized that most of them don't understand Samoan.
Pastor Tala decided that since so many people in the community couldn't understand when he preached in Samoan, he had to make a change. Now, the First Samoan Congregational Church holds services in Samoan and English to make everyone feel included. The pastor also thinks the bilingual services help English speakers understand a little more Samoan, too.
If I speak Samoan and then in English, then maybe they'll be able to reconciliate both languages and somehow learn a few words from this and that. That's how I learned English a lot at home. I went to a church where the sermon was interpreted. So I hear an English word, I don't know, I wait for the interpretation.
The church also offers bilingual choir, Sunday school, and cultural classes. Some families drive into the city from as far away as Vallejo and Vacaville to participate.
Don't forget, I told you. Raise your hand.
Before services start, Sunday school teacher Sala Toeahe wrangles her class of 8 and 9-year-olds into the church's chapel. Today's lesson is about Noah's Ark.
None of them speak Samoan, but they are learning. They are learning.
Okay, in English.
The rainbow in the sky.
That's why we're trying to do bilingual in our lessons at our Sunday school. I think they understand when we talk Samoan to them, but they cannot speak it. Samoan culture is very special to us, very precious. We have to keep that identity that we have, our Samoan identity, culture. We have to have them.
Salafolo, you know, Jaylene, Otisalmai, San Francisco.
8-year-old Jaylene introduces herself in Samoan while she constructs the Tower of Babel out of marshmallows in the church's daycare. Although she speaks English at home, Jaylene likes all the cultural activities they do at church.
I like that we always get to sing and it's really fun. I think it's good to speak in my language and it's fun learning more about my culture. Because at school we have cultural show and tell in my class. I do dances. I bring ia lava lavas, which is like something you put around your waist.
For Taifa Leava, speaking Samoan is integral to his identity. But he says it's even disappearing in his own family.
Out of me and my siblings, I'm the only one that speaks it fluently. My siblings, my little brother has lost it completely. You know, I meet kids who were born here and never lived outside of here. You know, the way they identify with being Samoan is tattoos and long hair. That's it.
Tai sees these changes, but he doesn't think they're all bad. In many ways, he thinks that kind of evolution is inevitable.
Culture is like liquid, right? It's constantly evolving. I think as the generations continue, you know, culture is going to shift. The only thing that I would prefer is just to maintain the language.
Tai's dad, Pastor Tala, says the cultural activities and bilingual sermons have been really popular. And he says the kids are the ones pushing their parents out the door in the morning, anxious to be on time for those 9 a.m. classes. In San Francisco, I'm Sarah Harrison for Cross Currents.